It's Friday, the 19th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Namibia Statistics Agency is holding regional meetings across all 14 regions to discuss the 2023 population and housing census results, the labor force census module, and other socioeconomic indicators. We spoke to NSA executive Paulina Ingo for more information.
We are actually visiting the regions to engage the regional stakeholders, the regional leadership, for the purpose of discussing and presenting the 2023 population and housing census statistics or findings in order to promote evidence-based planning as well as for development as well as also just to make sure that the regional leadership understands the statistics so that they can make it or put it for good use.
The Windhoek Vocational Training Center launched its first ever open day, which is a two-day event, and they've launched it on Thursday, highlighting training opportunities and the importance of technical and vocational training. WVTC manager Polian Dima told the Namibia Press Agency that vocational training is a path for skills development, entrepreneurship and youth empowerment, aligning with Vision 2030 and NDP6 priorities. In news from the continent, African manufacturers are lobbying the U.S. Congress for a last-minute extension of the African Growth and Opportunity Act, or AGOA, which expires at the end of this month. Reuters reports that Kenyan factory owners warn that President Donald Trump's tough tariff policies put the duty-free trade program, which has allowed African products access to U.S. markets since the year 2000, at risk. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has pledged to act on the findings of the Madlanga Commission, which is investigating allegations of corruption, political interference and criminality in the country's justice system. Ramaphosa described early insights from the commission to the SABC as startling and worrying, with interim reports expected in 3 to 6 months.
In many ways, the Madlanga Commission process is what I would call going to be quite transformative. It's going to lead to a number of changes so that the rule of law is properly consolidated in our country.
And the United States has, for the sixth time now, vetoed a United Nations Security Council resolution that demanded an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all hostages held by Hamas. All 14 other members of the UN's most powerful body voted in favor of the resolution, which described the humanitarian situation in Gaza as catastrophic. U.S. diplomat Morgan Ortagus explains their position.
U.S. opposition to this resolution will come as no surprise. It fails to condemn Hamas or recognize Israel's right to defend itself, and it wrongly legitimizes the false narratives benefiting Hamas, which have sadly found currency in this council.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.